Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Let the shenanigans begin.
When did you have to deal with some grossness? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Sean. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hey, guys.
Hola. Hola.
Hey, so my gross story is was when I was in my first job while I was 16, working at a nursing home. And I was actually hired there through my mom, and I decided to go visit her one time. I was a food distributor for the nursing home, so I would be working in the cafeteria, and then I would distribute the food to the rooms. And I stopped by to one of the rooms where my mom was aiding a elderly lady, where she was actually ended up being a scene where she was in a very defensive, huddled position, carrying her bedpan and kind of just gnawing on the poo that she had.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yeah. It reminds me of my niece's time where she had a bowl of pudding.
Oh.
And so, but you don't have to deal with this, right? Like, you get someone else.
I did it. I just wanted to visit my mom for a second, and it ended up just, that's the scene I ended up running into.
That is unbelievable. The image I have in my head, you said she was like in that defensive crouch position?
Yeah.
So I picture like Gollum holding a bedpan, right, and that's kind of what's going on.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it was in that type of position, and like it was like, you know, holding a football, but it was a bedpan.
Oh, no. There's a very distinct smell about an adult care center.
Yeah, because
when
we were
in Boy Scouts, we used to go there all the time, do volunteer work, or we would go sing Christmas carols or whatever the deal was. Man, you walk in there and that wall of just smell hits you, and you're like, oh my God, like this is grandmother's house times 100. This is really,
well, there's already bad smell,
thick,
right? And then you got to clean constantly,
right?
So that doesn't smell good either. It's like if there's ever like a real mess in a bathroom, and then you use all that cleaner, like it. It's better than the smell that was there, but it's still bad.
It just lets people know that you have cleaned, and everyone knows what it is you cleaned. Didn't you say, Miles, your daughter, when she was younger, like, they had to go to an old age home for something?
Oh, yeah.
Did she, like, did you say, like, her shoe came off and hit someone in the face or something?
No.
I feel like there was something, like, they're doing some kind of dance, like, little kids doing some kind of dance, but the girl's shoe came off and hit one of the elderly people in the face. It's just,
The only thing I remember was she did. She was in a music class up in Edmonds, and they would do a Christmas recital every year at the old folks' home. And the way they did it for the youngest kids first.
Yep.
And then they would move all the way up to like the 16, 17-year-old. So right. as the show progressed, the music tended to be a little
better.
Get a little bit better. But of course, you've always got that 6-year-old who come out there and play Chopin.
Yeah. You know, we got one of those.
Blows everybody away, but he's got a jacket on and does the whole thing, and crowd's mesmerized. But I was kind of walking around, and by the time that Ava got up there, I was trying to get a picture of her, and I was trying to get a side angle, but I did want to walk in front of everybody, in front of the stage and all that stuff. So I'm kind of off to the side, and as I look to the front row, there are like 5 people who are just assed out.
They're completely
like
asleep.
Mouth wide open. Yeah. I mean, they made it through maybe 10 songs, and by the time that was undone, they were out. So like the whole front row looked like the Day of the Dead.
Right.
It was like she was playing in front of people who were not even cognizant.
No.
Didn't even know where they were. I was like, this is cool.
So real cool.
I took pictures of them.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I showed her. Like, man,
you really killed it.
You set this place on fire.
Oh, no.
And I did it when I was a kid. I was in the choir at school, and we always did that. I think we went right before Christmas, and then I think we went again, like, maybe before Easter, sometime in the spring.
You know, I never had to do an old age home, man.
Really?
And I'm happy about it. I don't, Mike, what about you? Did you ever have to, even Boy Scouts?
Not one.
Is there anything in Boy Scouts like to get a merit badge, like you volunteer there?
Not really.
Or something like that?
No, that's just part
What's
of the community
code?
Service.
What do you mean the code?
What's the Boy Scout code?
On my honor, I'll do my best to do my duty to God and my country, to obey the Scout laws, to help other people at all times, keep myself physically strong, mentally straight, morally awake.
That's the oath, yeah.
Oh, that's There's the
not,
oath.
Oh, that's not the oath. Scouts, dumbass.
Loyal, helpful,
that's
what friendly, I'm courteous, ask. Kind, obedient, cheerful, thrift, brave, clean,
that's
reverent.
The law, yeah.
All right, courteous and kind. I mean, God forbid you guys went to an old folks home.
Mm-hmm.
We were too busy doing other stuff.
Yeah.
Hanging out in the woods.
Building the foundations of the neighborhood.
All right, Houses for Humanity.
Gee, yeah, what are you, Jimmy Carter? One Eagle Scout badge. Not even the foundations of Edom Claw were built on Mike Hawk.
Put up horse statues.
Hello, Jacob. Welcome to the men's room.
Uh-oh. How's it going, guys?
Oh. Jacob, you got to call us back. We got a phone issue, okay? Call us back. We'll put you back on hold. All right.
All right.
Try for another one.
There we go. He probably felt bad when our response is, oh, because he doesn't know that he sounds like an idiot.
Or he just sounds like that.
That would be terrible if you called back. Is it any better? Like, yeah. I always wonder about that.
I was working in the Magic Kingdom.
Can't believe I got the job.
Hello, Eric. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So my gross story is much like the last caller. I too worked at a nursing home, retirement home, except the one I worked at specialized in like Alzheimer's and dementia care.
Okay.
And one of the residents there, she must have remembered cleaning a lot, but she was in the dining room hall, and I guess somehow she managed to get a hold of a used adult diaper and used it to clean every surface of the dining room.
Oh, my God. No.
Oh, my God.
It was bad.
Yeah. Was it your duty, no pun intended, to deal with that?
It sort of fell on me because I worked in the kitchen, and we're not supposed to deal with, like, fecal material to, keep it away from the food. But it's like, how do I explain this to a nurse? And I just got all the bleach I could and took care of it.
Are you kidding me? I mean, look, I'm just saying, if I worked in the kitchen and I knew I did not have to deal with that, there is zero chance that I'm dealing with that.
All right. Well, you know how they have small plate food places and all that stuff. Did you do, like, soft plates? I mean, were you in the business of, like, you know, blending foods and making a lot of things?
Oh, pureeing food? Yeah. Yeah, we helped with that. We always had one of those ninja bullets in the back, and we would just toss the food in there with the thickener and, ugh.
There's dinner.
Ugh. Okay, so, you know, like when you're going to school, man, a great day in the cafeteria, word gets around, it's pizza day, right? Everyone's stoked, or tater tot day. Was there anything in an old age home where you said, all right, guys, this is what we're serving today, and you knew everyone was happy about it?
Mashed potatoes.
It was usually like hot sandwiches. Everyone was always excited for like the Reubens.
Oh, yeah.
I assume you did not blend them up and say, it'll taste like a Reuben.
No, but one time we blended up a cheeseburger for somebody.
Oh, God
man. That is.
I cannot wait for these years.
This is. I mean, I will say they seem a little bit better. Maybe it was just the one my dad was in, but we visited him a few times before he passed. It didn't seem that bad. And the menu options, because you know me, I was in the elevator and I was like, can I come by on Wednesday? And he's like, why? And I was like, that menu option looks pretty good.
What did you want on a Wednesday? What was the food you're like?
It wasn't just like meatloaf. It was like something specific, like roasted chicken with rice pilaf and this and that. And I was like, that sounds all right. He was like, yeah, actually the food here is pretty good.
I'm going to come by on Wednesday because, man, that's when they're hooking lunch up. Mike, quick question for you. Were you in Troop 422?
I was indeed.
Worry. All right. Yeah. Somebody here on the text says, Mike, are you in Troop 422?
I was indeed. That is, you know, there are two troops in Enumclaw. One was 422. The other one was 576.
That matter.
Like that. SOBs and 576.
Do you guys South have?
You know what they did?
Do you have Boy Scout bees?
You know what they did?
Damn right we do.
That troop went to the old folks home.
Yeah.
That's why they didn't have any Eagle Scouts.
They cared.
You know what? That troop should go back to where they belong. Buckley.
Yeah. Get on your side of the bridge.
I never knew that there was Boy Scout bees.
Connect with the guys. Find the Men's Room at facebook.com/themensroom. Now, back to the Men's Room on the Men's Room Radio Network.
Yes, friends, it's time once again for Sit and Spin. Let's gather around the old radio and listen to some swellerific new music.
Lovely Terry Daly's in the house.
Guys, it's so good to see you.
How are you?
I'm great. You know, I did the whole Guns N' Roses thing on Saturday night.
You did.
And got to watch our buddy Mike McCready jump up there and jam out with Slash. It was pretty cool.
Mike McCready shows up everywhere.
He's the ideal collaborator.
Do you know last week, right? So we're cleaning up the kitchen. I opened my dishwasher. He was in there playing. And I'm just like, Mike, damn you, man. You
taking
good.
Taking care of them spoons. You know how he does.
I was trying to learn how to play a ukulele, and he was like, can I hop on? I was like, yeah, Mike. All right, Mike, it's Seattle. Did playing
you,
music.
Did you get there early enough for Aaron?
No.
Oh,
no.
Guys,
it's the worst.
Stuck in traffic.
I misread. I saw 6:30 and I thought, oh, that must be the Doors. No, that was the time of the concert.
Oh, really?
Yes. So
how do you know Guns N' Roses is getting older?
Exactly. And so they went on at like 7:40 or something like that. I mean, they went on pretty early.
So I turned some people on to Aaron. I'm at the kids' soccer game on Saturday. And there's a couple rock moms and dads out there. So they're excited. They're going to Guns N' Roses. And what's funny, we're at a soccer game at like 9:15. They're already ready to go. Like, they did not look like, quote, unquote, soccer parents at this game. So I was like, hey, man, do you guys know Aaron Jones? And like two of them did. The other ones didn't. So I said, man, go. My wife was backed it up, said, man, go see them. So we heard some very good feedback about Aaron Sunday via the text and everything else. Like, right on, man. I told you.
Oh, yeah. And that's not the first time he shared a stage with Guns N' Roses. He did it at the Gorge, what, in 2017, I think?
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
Is that the one we were at?
That's the one we were at.
All right.
You sound like me, Ted. Was I there?
You know, like,
wow.
with Duff and everything
I almost wasn't.
In town, you kind of expect that kind of thing.
Absolutely.
I mean, Aaron opened up for a reason.
Yes. And yeah. Duff was obviously amazing.
I mean, just because I really love her music, I like they carry Underwood collaborations with Guns N' Roses as well. I wish she lived here and could hop up on stage and in our studio.
She's quite lovely.
That would be great.
And she can crush some Motorhead.
And look,
that's why we want her.
Knocking on Heaven's Door is
it's
a cover.
Nickname.
Yes.
You think about Guns N' Roses. You think about all the songs that they've done. They've done a lot of cover songs.
Live and Let Die.
Yeah.
Knocking on Heaven's
Door.
For
some reason, they did Wichita Lineman on.
They did.
Saturday
but what's
night,
wrong with that? I'm a Glenn Campbell apologist.
Why are we doing this?
Because he's great.
That was a snooze fest.
It was.
Yeah. Exactly.
Go get a beer. It's only 2 minutes.
You know what? That's exactly what I did.
Yes. And how could you not like Glenn? Goddamn.
Hey, you got an extra 40 spot? I'll go get two beers.
It's just, I feel like it's the cover no one asked for.
Well, but today we've got, and again, the original artist in this list would not agree with the fact that they did that cover.
Yeah.
So today we have 10 covers that were hated by the artist who did it originally.
Which is funny because, you know, in a normal world, if I'm the artist that's going to cover you, my people reach out to your people. Hey, my band's going to cover you. Very flattering. Hey, guys, absolutely.
So what we'll do is we'll play the original, and then we'll figure out if you can figure out who covered the original version of the song. So 10 covers that were hated by the original artist on Sit and Spin.
10, number 10.
I think we know this one.
Yeah, this one's simple.
By the way, first CD I ever bought with my own money was Coolio, Gangsta's Paradise.
It is a badass song.
It is a great song.
I'm sorry, it's cool as hell.
But wasn't this a sample as well?
I think
Maybe?
It may have been.
Not a cover, though. This is his song.
Not a cover,
okay.
Right.
All right.
I wonder if he, from the different video, I wonder if he still has that big wheel.
Well, he doesn't now.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Okay, what's the cover? We've been spending most our lives living
in an Amish paradise. Is it okay to insult the Amish electronically because in theory they should never know?
Well, they won't hear this.
That's what I'm saying. Like, technically, they can't listen to the radio, watch TV, so you can just kind of make fun and get away with it.
Now, did you hear a bunch of them got busted having phones because of the EAS? I mean,
what they're supposed
the times are changing.
To do. Yeah.
10 covers that were hated by the original artist. We know that. Weird Al. Number 9. I want to reach out
and touch the flame. I swear Bono always sounds like he's drunk to me. Right, because always seems
like
that weird kind of
struggling a little bit.
He is Irish.
Don't blame it.
And you know how I feel about U2. I think anyone could make a song by U2 better, but you know.
I like U2. I'll stay by.
Who covered Where the Streets Have No Name?
You want to know? It's the Pet Shop Boys. I want to reach
out. Wow.
And touch the flame. All right.
Did U2 say anything about it? Like, did they publicly say anything about it?
What they said was, what have we done to deserve this? Which was a nod to the song by the Pet Shop Boys, What Have I Done to Deserve This?
Come on, man.
I know.
How can you feud with the Pet Shop Boys?
I mean,
if you got beef with the Pet Shop Boys, that's on you.
That's a fun alley. That's a fun alley fight.
Right. You two and the Pet Shop Boys.
Come on, guys.
It's like the Jets and the Sharks are snapping their fingers and dancing around each other.
You having a tickle fight? I mean, what's that?
A tickle fight.
Pillow fight? I mean, what do you do?
The Edge was arrested for getting involved in a tickle fight.
10 covers that were hated by the original artist. 8. Number 8. Summer breeze. Ooh. Right. Makes me feel fine. I have a soft spot in my heart for this song.
Yeah.
It was on the radio all the time.
Because you grew up with it, man.
Seals and Crofts,
every
of course.
Yeah, Seals and Crofts.
Do you remember the cover, though?
No.
The original version, I believe, was banned, but then they re-released it.
Is that Marilyn Manson?
No.
Wow. This is your drunk uncle at karaoke.
It's typo negative. Peter Steele, R.I.P.
Okay, but listen, if I'm Seals and Croft and typo negative is going to cover my song, you should have some expectation of what you're going to. It's typo negative.
Well, and I think the main issue that they took up with this is the first version that they released replaced some of the words with things about sex and
bombing. Oh.
So it was a little tainted, and then they re-released it.
Even at Seals and Crofts concert, someone had sex and vomited. Back in the day, they were tripping their...
Yeah.
These are 10 covers that were hated by the original artist. 7, number 7. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do.
One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you. Nancy Sinatra, and this is also, I cover this at karaoke sometimes, just so you know.
Do you think she'd be happy with your
version? No. No. No, not at all.
So who did the cover?
Really, she didn't like this.
I like that cover.
That's Megadeth.
All right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Who would have thunk?
Right. Yeah, I mean, as long as it's not the same wheelhouse, you can appreciate a cover.
I'm pretty sure Nancy Sinatra said, I don't know who they are, but I get the feeling by the name. Ain't going to sound like me.
Yeah. 10 covers that were hated by the original artist. 6. Number 6. Blinded by
the light. Oh, cut loose like a deuce. Sorry, Bruce. Sorry, bro. Man for man got your ass on this one.
Yeah, I didn't know that was a cover.
Yeah, that was Springsteen's song, man.
I like both versions.
I like this one.
They're two totally different songs.
They really are. And you know? Bruce didn't like the way that they switched it to revved up like a deuce.
Yeah, right.
Because it sounded like...
Wrapped up like a douche.
But also, the Springsteen version is cut loose like a deuce, which to me sounds like taking a poo.
Yeah, but both those songs are great in their own individual way.
Right.
Cut loose like a
deuce. Like, I can't believe he's complaining about
right.
that.
Like, he didn't make money off Manfred Mann on that
Dude,
one?
Dude, this is a are great version.
He didn't cover the Mighty Quinn, for Christ's sake. These are our 10 covers that were hated by the original artist on Sit and Spin. 5. Number 5. I don't know who this is.
This is Radiohead.
Okay.
It's off the album The Bends.
Okay.
Oh, they swam up too fast.
They did.
Mike, you told me about this one earlier.
Yeah, you ready for this?
Yeah.
Again. Oh my God!
At least he's sticking. I agree with
Radiohead. This is not okay.
It's Peter Gabriel. Peter Gabriel. Also, The Darkness covered this song too.
Peter Gabriel do drugs?
He probably still does.
He sounds spaced out.
This sounds like the guy that shows up at your house, right? You own a piano. He's already hammered, and he wants to prove to you he can play piano. And you got to sit through this.
I'll get Nick Drake up next. These are 10 covers that were hated by the original artist.
Bar number 4.
No one knows what it's like to be the bad man.
Oh, I do, homie.
To be the sad man behind blue eyes.
Now you lost me.
What bad guy has blue eyes?
No one knows.
Every 80s film?
That's a good point. Blonde hair, blue eyes.
This sounds exactly the same.
To be the sad.
I always thought it sounded pretty true to the original. They did not really put the Limp Bizkit cover on, or the Limp Bizkit spin on the Who song.
Oh, this is Limp Bizkit?
This is Limp Bizkit.
This is the best thing they've done. Look, man, it sounds like the original.
It was like, hey, listen, Fred Durst can sing. He's a crooner.
What were they mad about with this?
The quote from Pete Townsend.
Uh-oh.
It was an embarrassing effort and one that discredits a fine song.
Damn.
I bet Pete Townsend and Fred Durst could have a douche off.
Brought to you by Massengill. These are 10 covers that were hated by the original artist.
Number 3.
Cause I wanna bay and okay.
Sex Pistols.
Sex Pistols. Yep, yep.
It's a punk song, not a sing-along. Come on, man.
It really is. Motley Crue.
Oh,
that explains it.
That is the crew. And apparently Johnny Rotten was not a fan. He said it was hilarious, but then also thanked the crew for making him loads of money.
Yeah. That sounds about right,
every
man.
Every one of these artists can thank. I mean, for that aspect.
That's part of the reason why they should be a little kinder.
Right. If it's
like, this is lining your pockets, bro.
That we know this stuff. I mean, like, even Careless Whisper from Slither. I mean,
totally.
These are 10 covers that were hated by the original artists.
Number 2.
Now the sun's coming up. I'm riding with Lady Love.
Yeah.
Freeway.
Who's Tom about? Waits?
When he was singing.
Tom Waits when he was singing.
Whoa. You don't get that much.
This is the one I know.
I know, like, how can that be? I mean, how can...
Yeah.
At least they have harmonies, Tom.
Yes!
I know you're crotchety and you know, you're a purist, but Jesus.
He said it was about... The Eagles are about as exciting as watching paint dry, and he called their version of his song a little antiseptic.
He's not wrong, but that's what the Beatles were.
But that's what you expect from Tom Waits.
But also, that's what you expect from the Beatles.
Yeah.
The Eagles.
Right. Sorry. He's 100% correct, but you have to know that if you're letting the Eagles cover your song.
Also, I think if you let the Eagles cover your song, also, like, it's probably going to do really good things for you.
Yeah, you're going to make a lot of money.
The Eagles do not cover songs. So if they're going to cover your song, it's kind of
a... It's a nice
little
nod to you.
All right. These are 10 covers that were hated by the original artists. We made it to number one.
Number one.
You really got me going. You got me so I don't know what I'm doing.
That's my favorite British invasion band right there.
Oh, yeah.
Kinks. Stones, The Who, Zeppelin, all those bands. I was a Kinks fan.
Really,
and a Van Halen fan.
They're both great versions.
Heck yeah. I can't believe that Dave or Ray Davies would hate this.
I'm not sure which brother said the quote, "Hey, man, look at me in my tight trousers. This song is called You Really Got Me." Like, he was making fun of them for their crazy tight pants.
You wrote about a song who drinks cherry cola. Come on. Thank you, Taryn. We appreciate it. There you go on Sit and Spin. You're coming up here in just a few minutes. You've
just
got
an
hour and 15 minutes to go and get dinner.
There you go. I'll be back.
Thank you so much.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Reach out to the guys on Twitter at Men's Room Live. Now, back to the Men's Room on the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hello, Justin. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
Justin, welcome to the program. Random question, How about this one? What bothers you about people when you are flying? What is the annoyance that you have with air travel as far as the other passengers?
Armrest etiquette.
Okay.
All right, what is your middle seat? What do you think the middle seat, because that's the one where I feel like people complain the most.
So I think that middle gets, basically, you get one armrest closer to the window. The window guy gets the window, and then aisle guy gets aisle armrest.
So you get both if you're in the middle.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
That's the way I always thought. The middle guy gets both.
That's what I've heard as well.
I mean, I think it too. The problem is not everyone seems to share that.
No, and it's never happened.
Now, see, it's even worse though when you're in the middle seat and then the middle person in front of you leans back their chair.
Right.
Because now you're kind of splitting your knees.
And you're kind of encroaching in the other people's turf.
Correct. And you just don't have a lot of room to maneuver at all. You feel like your elbows are locked the entire time. Your knees are kind of locked in the entire time. You have no room to stretch out.
Mm-hmm.
I still think they should just stop. Get rid of that.
I agree. Just get rid of the...
You can't, because they keep making the seats closer to each other, smaller. It's like, take that out.
And people get angry about people leaning their seat back. And it's like, man, alleviate this. It's just not something you can do.
Yeah.
Although I do the knee jack now. I'm just tall enough where I can get my knees... So if you try to lean back, it just doesn't go as far.
It locks
you. You get like one click back. Yeah.
Well, a survey by online travel engine Skyscanner found there are 7 behaviors in particular that most offend passengers.
Please don't be farting.
Barefoot.
Well, God almighty.
Uh-huh.
I know. Unless you're a child.
Number 7, asking someone to switch seats. Nearly a third of respondents agree that asking someone to leave the seat they reserved on the flight and swap places is a no-no.
It's not clear if this is situation dependent for any of the respondents, but 31% of 2,000 U.S. adults were polled throughout it, and they said it's a breach of flying etiquette.
Really? Look, I've never asked anyone to do that for me, but it doesn't bother me if someone asks, mm-hmm. because most of the time they explain why, and it's either family or their kids or something. You know what I mean? Like, all right,
look,
man.
I got on a plane to go to West Virginia, and apparently, I don't know if this guy had never flown before. I don't know what the deal was, but he was in my seat.
Okay.
And I was like, hey, man, I think you're in the wrong seat. He's like, I'm sitting here. This is my seat, and I'm going to sit here. I'm like,
that was his response?
Here's my ticket. I said, that's my seat. He's like, sit somewhere else. I said, sir, all the seats are assigned. So I said, if I sit down, the plane is not fully boarded yet. I can't just sit in someone else's seat. That's not how this game works. He's like, I want this seat. This is the seat I'm going to sit in. I'm like,
oh, are you serious?
For crying out loud.
Wow.
So that is...
I mean, dude, it's
unbelievable.
Right. So I go to the front of the plane. I told the crew staff member, I said, hey, this guy's in my seat. I said, I don't know the seat assignments on this plane. I need to sit down somewhere. I said, is there an empty seat on this aircraft? And he comes back. And he's like, there is an empty seat on this air class, and it's right here in first class. And even though they had no service other than the regular beverage.
Still, who cares?
I was on a little puddle jumper. I was like, all right, we got a little more room up here. A bigger seat. It's kind of nice.
This is my seat. I'm not going to move. Like,
Dude, you're.
I would have lost it.
I would have lost my freaking mind.
This dude was camo head to toe, and he looked like he.
Who cares? He's like a jackass and a moron.
He looked like he could kill me.
You have zero luck with assigned seats, Miles.
Oh, I know. Anytime I go anywhere,
yes!
There's someone in my seat. Sporting events, concerts, you name it. Anything that I do, man, there's someone sitting in my seat.
I've had people sitting in my seat on the plane, and I understand people getting, I didn't know if this was B or E, just because of the way they label it. And once you turn, I've never had a problem. I go, oh, my bad.
Yeah, it's alphabetical. You know,
and they move. That's all.
Using both armrests comes in at number six. Unless, of course, you're in the middle seat, which I've always heard, like the caller said, that's the way to go. Everyone hates reclining seats.
Yep.
It is insane. I mean, that one is tried and true. There's no one who goes, no, I love it.
Right, stop. Just get rid of them.
And I just don't think it even helps you relax that much.
No.
It really doesn't,
yes.
Man.
Taking off shoes or socks there, Ted?
Yeah.
Look, that's a hot button.
I get undoing your laces, right, because some people's feet swell and this and that, but going barefoot on a plane, and every air person... I don't want to say stewardess.
Flight attendant
will tell you, like, these planes are disgusting. Don't go walk barefoot in here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Number three on the list of things that annoy people when they fly. Talking to strangers, being a chatty seatmate. 40% said that is very offensive when strangers on an airplane try to be chatty during a flight. This may sound harsh to some of the more outgoing
friendly
flyers.
I've been guilty of that.
Well, there's maybe no faster way to burst any illusion of private space on a crowded airplane than striking up a conversation with someone who just wants to sit there in silence.
But usually you can test fire it and you have an idea, right? Because I don't know if they're going to be super chatty to me either. And I just want to get a beat on how you are. So it's like maybe they're super chatty and nice, but they're going to talk about crap I don't care about. Headphones go on, whether I'm actually listening or anything. But you always ask us, hey, man, right, where are you coming from?
But you could tell when people don't want to talk.
Mm-hmm. Baltimore.
Okay.
Seven behaviors in particular that offend passengers. Number two, using the speakerphone on your phone.
Oh my God, come on. I
hate when that's at a bar. I hate when that's at a restaurant.
Right.
Airplane, I mean, I haven't really been exposed to it that much. But I will say, man, if someone's just sitting there watching videos or showing someone videos and like you're trying
to
watch
something. The volume's up,
And I'm just like, dude, like, what are you doing? Like, turn the volume down. Like, this is like a 2-minute bit. It would be one thing if it was like 20 seconds, 15 seconds, like, check this out.
But it's like, a small courtesy, man. We have to make a concession to coexist on an aluminum tube in the sky.
People walk around with their speakerphone on, but they have their phone up to their head. That's another one I don't get. Or they're looking into it, but they're not on FaceTime. It's just, they're just talking, but they're on speakerphone. And they're walking around like, if you were 2 inches closer, you could just use the phone normally.
Look, I use speaker all the time to talk to people, but not when I'm walking down the street.
Yeah, if you're at home, whatever. And number one, personal grooming. Coming in first place, 42% say the most offensive lack of etiquette on an airplane. Personal grooming, including painting your nails, clipping your nails, trimming your beard, and more.
Who trims their beard?
A former flight attendant's popular social media channel documents what she finds to be some of the worst passenger behaviors. And a lot of that is people clipping, filing, and doing all that to their nails while they're on an airplane.
That is so good.
Want more of The Men's Room? Download the new podcast from Miles and Thrill, The Greatest Story Never Told. Available on radio.com.
time to open wide and sample Ted's meat and potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef in the house.
Oops. Thank you, folks. Explosions, bells, applause. Now this time of year, people get hungry for candy.
Of course they do.
Honestly, people are hungry for candy all the time. Why? Because sugar is like a drug.
Delicious.
It releases a small amount of dopamine in your brain. Mm-hmm. A pleasure sensor. Sensor.
Yeah.
Whatever. Would you guys say when you buy Halloween candy, you're a loyalist? Like, do you buy the Halloween candy you eat?
Correct. I buy it for me, and maybe I'll pass it out.
Okay. So that's one of the stats I have in here. Let's see. 27% of people who give out candy based on their buying own preferences, other than what trick-or-treaters want. So I like this. They say, so if you love Charleston Chews, you're buying them. Disappointing all the kids. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And I don't know what trick-or-treaters want. Yeah. You can have what I got.
Right.
You know those 8 boxes of mini cereals that they package together?
Yeah.
Sure.
There's like 2 or 3 different companies that do that. I always pick the best, assortment that they have. I do the same thing with the Halloween candy. So if there's 2 out of 3 that I really like, that's probably the bag that I'm grabbing.
But I feel like certain ones always show up with other ones, right? So it seems like Mr. Good Bar is always packaged with the Clark Bar, and then they'll throw in a third.
You're going to get there. You're going to get Crackle, you're going to get Almond, you're going to get Hershey's, maybe some Dark. I'm going for Twix, maybe it comes with Snickers.
Yeah,
something like that.
I think a lot of it honestly just depends on the company. Mm-hmm. So Reese's and Hershey's, because they're both owned by Hershey's, you're gonna get those guys.
What year did they start introducing the small ones? I remember when I was much younger and you go out for Halloween, if you got a candy bar, like it was the full size candy bar that they call the King Bar now, but that was the only size they had.
It was definitely in our lifetime. I remember getting little miniature stuff. So
when I was a kid, it was always the fun size. And then I had a neighbor across the street. And he gave out full ones.
No, we always got full ones. And then at some point in my life, still a child for sure, it's like, what is this little crap to put in my bag? I didn't know the change had happened. It was a huge disappointment.
Oh, you know what I'm going to do this year? I'm just going to grab one of those boxes of Australian chocolates and give people full bars and be the man.
That's a good point.
You know, we have them back there. Why not?
And also, too, don't forget, folks, like chocolate minis, right? Just like the one square.
Yeah.
Delicious. But don't do that to the kids in your neighborhood. All right, you got to get them at least a fun size. I'm not saying you got to get full size, but get them a fun size.
Get them at least fun size.
It's fun.
Right? Their dental concerns are their parents' problem.
The best-selling candy last October was Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Of course. Mm.
And Peanut Butter Pumpkins. The rest of the top 10 were Peanut M&Ms, regular M&Ms, Snickers, Hershey Bars, Twizzlers, Kit Kats, Twix, Starburst, and Milky Ways.
All right.
So it's pretty much all the ones you expect.
It is. Look, I don't have a problem with Starburst, but as a kid, I was disappointed to get it at Halloween only because if I'm trying to nag my parents to hook me up with some candy, they might just grab Starburst. They didn't think, Lifesavers, they didn't give it another thought. But to get a Milky Way or the full-size Snickers out of them, then you need to vacuum the house and paint a fence.
Here's the difference.
But I like the little two-pack of Starburst. So you got to mix it up. I mean, I think I will say this. When I was older, right, like a teenager, you're not trick-or-treating anymore. That was kind of my role for our neighbor. Like, if I was going to give out candy, you had to have some Starburst or like a little thing of Skittles. But then also, you got to have chocolate candy.
I think like a Blow Pop, Tootsie Roll Pop. Those are always good at Halloween.
I dig the Blow Pop.
Because normally you don't really buy those things. So when you get them, it's pretty cool. And when you give them out, it's pretty cool. What else is pretty good? I'm trying to think. There was so much stuff that was bad when we were growing up compared to the good stuff they have now. Like, we used to get Necco wafers.
Mm-hmm.
Or just, they're gone. Chalky.
Yeah, for
terrible.
Halloween.
But we would get them for Halloween.
And what was it, a bit of honey? Was that the little nasty ass yellow thing?
But Tootsie Rolls, which are terrible.
I hate Tootsie Rolls.
I like the fruit chews, though.
Okay.
The fruit flavored ones.
Mm-hmm. Jolly Ranchers are good, though.
Now, see, man, I think Jolly Ranchers just take too long.
What?
It takes forever
Where are you going?
What's that?
You can take them with you.
I just get bored after a while.
All right, well then spit it out.
I'm tired of sucking on you.
How about an Atomic Fireball?
I was never a Fireball guy. I was a Lemonhead.
All right. I like those too. Especially at the movie theater.
But there's a major divide when it comes to East to West on top-selling candies. In the eastern half of the U.S., it's peanut butter cups.
All right.
Out West, it's peanut M&Ms.
Ribbery.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So just get Reese's Pieces.
The only outliers are peanut butter cups in Wyoming and regular M&Ms in Hawaii and New Hampshire. Which, okay. Look, M&M's, you know, they've come a long way. There's a bunch of different flavors.
Sure.
But, like, regular M&M is delicious still. I will say the other problem with regular M&M's is just, like, and I'm sure some people have self-control, but I just feel like you're dumping a bunch of them in there and just wolfing them down.
You ever notice
whereas, like, a peanut M&M, because it's bigger, you might eat, like, one
or
two.
There's peanut in it. You know, you're actually eating a peanut.
One thing I did notice with my children is they were just into the M&Ms. The peanut M&Ms always came my way. It was like the adult M&M.
That's the way I was
the one
as
that they
a
did
kid.
Not like.
My brother got away with murder because when I was a kid, same thing. Like, I don't want the peanut M&Ms. He would give me all of his regular M&Ms. Now, looking back, I'm like, that fool. Mm-hmm. That son of a bitch.
Really, yellow means adult.
Chocolate candy is still the most popular. 84% of people plan to buy candy will have at least some chocolate.
Of course.
Like we said, 27% of people just give out candy based on their own preferences. Look, I like a Charleston chew, but that's a rare one. Mm-hmm. You know, right, but again, you can give them out.
Else. You can give them out, but I mean, the only time you're going to have a Charleston chew is probably at Halloween.
It's like a bit of honey. It's like, ugh.
Right, like no one eats these things.
But Charleston chews,
sugar daddy.
Like Charleston chews, at least you can find a full-size one in the store.
You can.
Like bit of honey is just weird because like, I just don't feel like I see it around.
I don't even know where you would go to buy. Like if someone said, man, I only want bit of honey. If I come to your house, can I get bit of honey? But like, I'd love to. I don't know where to go to buy. And don't say Amazon. To a brick and mortar, where would I find bit of honey?
Have you guys been to a candy store that has all the old-time candies in it? Like, I don't know.
Not in a long time.
Candy cigarettes and all that different stuff.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. They've got one down in Seaside, Oregon. You can actually get, like, candy cigarettes and stuff.
I'd love to get
those.
Just
go back there and bring back 30 packs, pass them out to the kids. Here, candy cigarettes.
I feel like I was in a candy store in Golden, Colorado.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Right? Because we just had to waste some time. But the only thing I really was excited is that I asked the guy, I was like, what's the sourest candy? Right, it's like a 17-year-old kid. He's like, how sour? And I'm like, give me the stuff that, like, you're scared.
Give me the stuff, man.
Right. And he's like, all right. So I was like, give it to me.
They used to have...
how bad was it?
It was pretty sour. But I like sour candies.
Okay.
So it's kind of like I have a friend. He's the same way. So when we get together, it's like you try to find the sourest candy you can.
At the retro store I went to, the candy store, but has retro candy, they had the tins that look like dip. And inside were nuggets of bubble gum.
Oh, yeah, I remember those, man.
So, like, just get stuff like that. Hand those out to the kids. Here, kid.
Our taste in candy changes. 63% of adults now love a type of candy they hated as a kid.
Yep,
thus, candy corn. Licorice and candy corn are the most popular.
By the way, speaking of bit of honey, somebody here says, shut your mouth. Mouth, specifically with an F. I appreciate that. Bit of honey is tops. You are out of your freaking mind. Bit of honey.
I mean, I guess I got to try it again.
I mean, it's not the worst thing, but you gave me, I came to your house, I dressed up for you, I said trick or treat, I haven't said thank you, and I didn't mean
just
it.
Just do a spoonful of honey.
So here's,
that's a bit of honey.
Here's some interesting things here. Depending on where you live, depends on what you like. And some candies are cut down the middle, right? Twizzlers are more popular than Red Vines in 41 states. But the states that all love Red Vines are out here on the West Coast, which I was saying in the office, I never even heard of a Red Vine until I got to Seattle.
Yeah, and they're the de facto lead on that.
Smarties are more popular than Sweet Tarts, which is a mistake. Sweet Tarts are far superior product. Milk Duds beat Whoppers, which is correct.
I agree with that.
Are good. Whoppers suck.
Really?
I don't love either, but yeah, I'd take a Milk Dud.
I'll take the Whopper.
And it's an even split between Blow Pops and Dum Dums.
No, that's not even a freaking thing, man. That's not even a competition. The Blow Pop's the most superior sucker you can put in your goddamn mouth.
Don't give me
the Tootsie. What, a Tootsie Pop?
All right.
I love those.
Oh, my God.
But at least the Tootsie Pop. I mean, the Dum Dum has a couple flavors. The Tootsie Pop allows you to eventually get to a Tootsie Roll. Yeah.
Which is, that's the thing. That's like saying I put a turd in the middle of this. Hey, kids, dig in.
I mean, look, I agree. I think the Blow Pop is superior. I wouldn't
the
turn
the Sour Apple Blow Pop, in fact.
I like the strawberry, the classic red one.
I think the classic red one.
Well, the sour apple is the best.
Okay, well, I want the strawberries.
We would trade,
and
we'd be okay. You try to trade me Dum Dums, we get in a fist fight.
I like this to say, we're only at the start of candy buying season. Data shows it'll ramp up, but it won't peak until a day or two after Halloween. Also, even if you don't have kids, go in November 1st. Candy's on sale. You can buy some.
Yeah. I'm stealing my kids' Blow Pops.
This is my favorite stat, though. Americans refuse to throw away leftover candy. 86% of people who end up with extra candy will keep eating it up to 6 months. Now, what they left off of that is because they're out of candy. If you had a 12-month supply of candy left over, you'd probably eat it for 12 months.
And most of the candy you're buying is already 9 months old.
Connect with the Men's Room on Instagram @Men's Room Live.
Hello, Sean. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bicholas.
Hola.
Sean, are you sober or not sober?
Well, guys, I'll put it this way. I'm calling you from England right now. It's 11:30 in the evening, and I've been drinking since 8:30 in the morning. So definitely
all right.
Not sober.
Okay.
What's the weather like? What part of England are you calling from?
Liverpool.
Oh, Liverpool. All right. Mm-hmm. And what kind of weather is going down in Liverpool right now?
Well, I got word today that Seattle is quite smoky right now, but here it's just been typical October gray and rain and cold and, you know, typical
England.
Weather.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah, Sean,
England,
we're going through the opposite here. We haven't had more than like a half inch of rain since
June. I believe it is.
And then we have the worst.
I heard about that from my friends. Yeah, I heard about that from my friends. Oh, by the way, Ted, a quick question for you. So do you plan on getting your ass over here to come to Glastonbury next year?
That's not a bad call. I should go to that festival.
You should register now before it cuts off, because tickets go on sale on the 6th and it's almost impossible to get a hold of them. So try now but register now and just be up at about, 9 here. So be up at 1 in the morning to get tickets.
He'll be up.
Yeah, I'll be up.
No, so he'll be up.
All right, John.
He'll be up.
You get to encounter what in the wild? Will you take the bear, the mountain lion, the bison, or 50 squirrels?
I'm going the cougar.
Ah, the cougar.
Okay, cougar it is.
What are there any like natural predatory animals in England?
No, pretty much not. No, I mean it's. Maybe in Scotland, but they have deer there. But otherwise, England. I mean, like, I've lived here 8 years now, and I've never seen a single snake in my life. I've never seen. There's definitely. You're pretty much free and clear, really.
What about badgers?
I've never seen a badger. I mean, I know they exist, but I've never seen one here.
Oh, they'll tear you up.
Yeah, I'd say that. I would
I
not want to deal
with them.
I've got
the filthy squirrels over there, though.
I've seen a couple of foxes, but they just leave you alone. They just kind of scurry away when you see them.
The worst they're going to do is give you rabies, mm-hmm. You know?
That's why you got all those beagles.
Mm. All right, Sean. Here is your question. What does HIV stand for?
Human immunity, human immune virus, something like that. I forget now.
You're so close. You're close. Human immunodeficiency virus.
Ah.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
You'd know if you had it.
Yeah. All right, your question. Both actor Keanu Reeves and actor Gary Sinise both play what instrument?
Keanu Reeves and Gary Sinise.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, I have no clue. So this is a complete wild guess. Let's say guitar.
Not a bad guess. Is it some weird instrument?
Ted, I'll give you a hint. There's a reason I'm asking.
Oh, it's the bass.
It is the bass. Oh, that's nice. Right. Yes. That's right.
Jesus. Bass questions for crying out loud.
All right, there, Sean. Technically, in what country is the Sistine Chapel?
The Vatican.
Vatican City.
There you go.
There you go.
Nice job.
Right on, Sean.
That's ironic. That guy used to live in Scotland. Now he lives in England. And I had a pint with him once here in the States at a fake Irish pub.
That's how you get it done. Hello, Anthony. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Anthony, you sober or not sober?
Well, I was just recently driving, so I'd say I am sober.
All right, Anthony. Welcome to Big Dummy. Our men's room poll. You're going to encounter one in the wild. Will you pick the bear, the mountain lion, the bison, or 50 squirrels?
Honestly, I'm going to be different, and I'm going to go with the bison.
Bison. All right.
What's your line of thinking with the bison?
You just get gored.
Well, you know, you take that bison now, the bison's got some pretty good meat to it.
So in other words, you're not eating bison. That's my thought. At least the nice thing with the bison, as best I can tell, is after it's done effing you up, it leaves you alone. Like, it's not trying to kill you. It just wants to break you. And, of course, I could be wrong. What's in your magic bag for a bison? For a bison, yeah. Because I don't know, like, what they're into, man. You know what I mean? Not that all of your ideas make sense, but I can understand from where
they
come from.
I mean, they mainly graze.
Right. I think a handful of hand of grass, it's already eating grass. And it's probably pissed because you interrupted it.
I don't know, man. I don't know what you do on that one. You take out a dream catcher and show it to him?
Ooh, maybe that, like, ooh.
I think a bison, because he's always grazing, I think you go with fruit. It's like candy to him.
You think so?
Well, it's like, horses eat a lot of hay, but they love apples.
They love apples, sure.
Carrots.
I would go apple before I go carrot if I'm trying to make friends with someone.
I'm with you. I've just fed a horse a carrot before. So that makes it a thing.
Yeah.
No, Mike, you got to do it like this, palms or I'll bite flat. Your fingers yeah. off.
That's true.
It is. I just, when I was a kid, it was always like, do it correctly. Like, the horse is nice, but it'll bite your fingers.
Good to know. All right, here's your question. How many stars make up the Big Dipper?
Five?
Miles is counting.
11.
Nope.
Oh. One, and his name's Cal Riley.
Seven. Seven stars make up the Big Dipper.
Huh. I know three on the belt. Mm-hmm. Oh, the Big Dipper. Damn it, I was going to Orion.
You're going to Orion's belt?
Yeah,
I was going Dumper.
He called it the Big Dipper for obvious reasons. Yeah. Oh, below my belt, ladies? Sorry. Yeah, the Big Dipper.
Oh.
Hey, oh.
That ain't a belt strap.
All right, the question. Whose code was an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth?
Say that one more time.
Whose code, it was named after someone, so whose code was an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth?
Whose code?
Our buddy VD thinks this is where you get musketeers.
I honestly have no idea. I'm just going to say Napoleon?
Harambee.
No, Harambee was the gorilla that was shot.
Blackbeard.
That Black Mike beard. Celebrated. Hammurabi.
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 All right, I was close.
Harambee.
Yeah. Cincinnati's own.
Yeah. He was shot in the face because he shot someone in the face. That's Harambee's code.
Jesus.
Then they shoot him in the face.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, people are
well, they want to get the job done, man.
I mean, they did, but
it's just so much more harsh than it is.
No, it's
got
that
shot
harsh.
In the face.
They shot him in the face in front of everybody.
Mm-hmm. Why did they shoot him? Was it like a kid fell in the enclosure?
The kid fell in the enclosure.
Right.
They weren't sure what was going to happen.
They just assumed.
He had hold of the kid, and he was running through the little river that they had in there, and it was a dangerous situation. That's what I've been saying since the gorilla died.
They shot him in the face, man. They couldn't trank him.
There wasn't anything that they could do, man.
Quick, shoot him in the face.
All right.
Rob him.
Yeah, Harambee.
Oh, no.
All right, your question. I wonder if that guy still has a hard time sleeping. I'm the guy that shot Harambee in the face. All right, question. The documents known as the Geneva Accords were responsible for dividing what country into North and South?
Korea.
The other one. Vietnam.
Vietnam.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
question number four, Anthony.
Ooh, Miles, add a salt lick for your
add
bag.
Add a salt lick.
For
oh.
the bison.
Oh, okay.
For the bison. That's
good,
the way
good
to go.
Good advice.
Yeah, all right. All right, what martial art does Miss Piggy practice?
Mm-hmm. Kung Fu?
What did
you?
Not karate.
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 I thought it was pork chop.
I think that's a move she had. Okay. Actually, it was Muay Thai, but.
Well, lately she's been in jiu-jitsu.
Yeah, she's training. All right, your question. On the human body, what does the orbital cavity contain?
The orbital cavity?
Orbital cavity.
I'm going to say the eye.
You got it.
You got it, man.
Very good.
Well done.
Connect with the guys. Find the Men's Room at facebook.com/themensroom. Now, back to the Men's Room on the Men's Room Radio Network.
Yeah, we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So, to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor! You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is. As usual, we head to the drink desk and see the Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast 55-year-old Theodore Megavin of somewhere in Arkansas. Now, this past Sunday, cops spotted a suspicious car parked outside of a commercial storage facility. Now, what made the car suspicious was, one, it was 12:45 in the morning, and two, this particular storage facility has been broken into 16 times this year alone. It was broken into 36 times last year. So the assumption, of course, with that is that there's another break-in in progress. But as officers approached the car, they noticed that the vehicle was, quote-unquote, rocking back and forth, which obviously is a telltale sign that there's some sexy time going on. But when the officers looked inside of the car, their suspicions, it proved true. Our honoree, Theodore, he was caught in the act of having sex, but we're toasting him because he was caught in the act of having sex with a stuffed animal. That's right. Sadly, and they even pointed this out in the article, they do not know what type of animal that was stuffed and being portrayed there. Nevertheless, he was charged with public sexual indecency.
Damn.
What kind of stuffed animal?
They didn't say. And like I said, the article even said, we don't know the identity of the animal that was a stuffed animal. Just look.
It wasn't a stuffed animal before he got to it.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you. People like to have sex in cars. I get it. Who wouldn't? But if you're going to get caught, at least hope it's a human, not a stuffed animal. Because now we know your name, one Theodore Morganen. Anyway, we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola!
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Want more of the Men's Room? The greatest story never told with Miles and Thrill.
Aw, oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam, so you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Connect with the Men's Room on Instagram at Men's Room Live.
Hello, Sean. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, bicholas.
Hola.
Sean, are you sober or not sober?
Well, guys, I'll put it this way. I'm calling you from England right now. It's 11:30 in the evening, and I've been drinking since 8:30 in the morning. So definitely
all right.
Not sober.
Okay.
What's the weather like? What part of England are you calling from?
Liverpool.
Oh, Liverpool. All right. Mm-hmm. And what kind of weather is going down in Liverpool right now?
Well, I got word today that Seattle is quite smoky right now, but here it's just been typical
October, gray and rain and cold and, you know, typical
England.
Weather,
okay.
You know.
Yeah, Sean, England, we're going through we're going through the opposite here. We haven't had more than like a half inch of rain since
June. I believe it is.
And then we have the worst.
I heard about that from my friends. Yeah, I heard about that from my friends. Oh, by the way, Ted, quick question for you. So do you plan on getting your ass over here to come to Glastonbury next year?
That's not a bad call. I should go to that festival.
You should register now before it cuts off, because tickets go on sale on the 6th and it's almost impossible to get a hold of them. So try now and not try now, but register now and just be up at about what's 9 here. So be up at 1 in the morning to get tickets.
He'll be up.
Yeah, I'll be up.
No, so he'll be up.
All right, John.
He'll be up.
You get to encounter one in the wild. Will you take the bear, the mountain lion, the bison, or 50 squirrels?
I'm going the cougar.
Ah, the cougar.
Okay, cougar it is.
What are there any like natural predatory animals in England?
No, pretty much not. No, I mean, it's maybe in Scotland, but they have deer there. But otherwise, England. I mean, like I've lived here 8 years now, and I've never seen a single snake in my life. I've never seen. There's definitely. I mean, no. I mean, you're pretty much free and clear, really.
What about badgers?
I've never seen a badger. I mean, I know they exist, but I've never seen one here.
Oh, they'll tear you up.
Yeah, I'd say that. I would not want to deal with that.
They got filthy squirrels over there, though.
I've seen a couple of foxes, but they just leave you alone. They just kind of scurry away when you see them.
The worst they're going to do is give you rabies, you know?
That's why you got all those beagles.
Mm. All right, Sean. Here is your question. What does HIV stand for?
Human immunity, human immune virus, something like that. I forget now.
You're so close. You're close. Human immunodeficiency virus.
Ah.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
You'd know if you had it.
Yeah. All right, your question. Both actor Keanu Reeves and actor Gary Sinise both play what instrument?
Keanu Reeves and Gary Sinise. Damn, I have no clue. So this is a complete wild guess. Let's say guitar.
Not a bad guess. Is it some weird instrument?
Ted, I'll give you a hint. There's a reason I'm asking.
Oh, it's the bass.
It is the bass. Oh, that's right. Yeah. That's right.
Jesus. Bass questions for crying out loud.
All right there, Sean. Technically, in what country is the Sistine Chapel?
The Vatican
City.
There you go.
Nice job.
Nice job.
Right on, Sean.
That's ironic. That guy used to live in Scotland. Now he lives in England. And I had a pint with him once here in the States at a fake Irish pub.
That's how you get it done. Hello, Anthony. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Anthony, you sober or not sober?
Well, I was just recently driving, so I'd say I am sober.
All right, Anthony. Welcome to Big Dummy. Our men's room poll. You're going to encounter one in the wild. Will you pick the bear, the mountain lion, the bison, or 50 squirrels?
Honestly, I'm going to be different, and I'm going to go with the bison.
Bison. All right.
What's your line of thinking with the bison?
You just get gored.
Well, you know, if you take that bison now, the bison's got some pretty good meat to it.
So, in other words, you're not eating bison. That's my thought. At least the nice thing with the bison, as best I can tell, is after it's done effing you up, it leaves you alone. Like, it's not trying to kill you. It just wants to break you. And, of course, I could be wrong. What's in your magic bag for a bison? For a bison, yeah. Because I don't know, like, what they're into, man. You know what I mean? Not that all of your ideas make sense, but I can understand from where
they
come from.
I mean, they mainly graze.
Right. You think a handful of hand of grass, it's already eating grass. And it's probably pissed because you interrupted it.
I don't know, man. I don't know what you do on that one. You take out a dream catcher and show it to him?
Ooh, maybe that, like, ooh.
I think a bison, because he's always grazing, I think you go with fruit. It's like candy to him.
You think so?
Well, it's like, yeah, like horses eat a lot of hay, but they love apples.
They love apples, sure.
Carrots.
I would go apple before I go carrot if I'm trying to make friends with someone.
I'm with you. I've just fed a horse a carrot before. So that makes
dirty.
It a thing.
Yeah.
No, Mike, you got to do it like this or I'll bite your fingers off.
That's true.
When I was a kid, it was always like, do it correctly. Like, the horse is nice, but it'll bite your fingers.
Good to know. All right, here's your question. How many stars make up the Big Dipper?
Five?
Miles is counting.
11.
Nope.
One, and his name's Cal Riley.
7. 7 stars make up the Big Dipper.
Huh. I know 3 on the belt. Mm-hmm. Oh, the Big Dipper. Damn it, I was going to Orion.
You're going to Orion's belt?
Yeah,
I was going Dumper.
He called it the Big Dipper for obvious reasons. Yeah. Oh, below my belt, ladies? Sorry. Yeah, the Big Dipper.
Oh.
Hey, oh. 4, 5, 6,
that ain't a belt strap.
All right, the question. Whose code was an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth?
Say that one more time.
Whose code, it was named after someone, so whose code was an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth?
Whose code?
Our buddy VD thinks this is the Three Musketeers.
I honestly have no idea. I'm just going to say Napoleon.
Harambe.
No, Harambe was the gorilla that was shot.
Blackbeard.
Mike celebrated. Hammurabi.
Hammurabi. All right, I was close.
Harambe.
Yeah. Cincinnati's own.
Yeah. He was shot in the face because he shot someone in the face. That's Harambe's code.
Jesus.
Then they shoot him in the face.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, people are
well, they want to get the job done, man.
I mean, they did, but
it's just so much more harsh than it is.
No, it's
got
that
shot
harsh.
In the face.
They shot him in the face in front of everybody.
Mm-hmm. Why did they shoot him? Was it like a kid fell in the enclosure?
The kid fell in the enclosure.
Right.
They weren't sure what was going to happen. They just
assumed.
He had hold of the kid, and he was running through the little river that they had in there, and it was a dangerous situation. That's what I've been saying since the gorilla died.
They shot him in the face, man. They couldn't trank him.
There wasn't anything that they could do, man.
Quick, shoot him in the face.
All right.
Drop
him. Yeah, Harambe.
Oh, no.
All right, your question. I wonder if that guy still has a hard time sleeping. I'm the guy that shot Harambe in the face. All right, question. The documents known as the Geneva Accords were responsible for dividing what country into North and South?
Korea.
The other one, Vietnam.
Vietnam.
Oh, crap.
Question number 4, Anthony.
Ooh, Miles at a salt lick for your
at
back.
At a salt lick.
For the bison.
Oh, okay.
For the bison, that's
good,
the way
good
to
advice.
Go. Yeah, all right. All right, what martial art does Miss Piggy practice?
Mm-hmm. Kung Fu?
What did
you?
Not karate.
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 I thought it was pork chop.
I think that's a move she had. Mm-hmm. Actually, it was Muay Thai, but.
Lately she's been in jiu-jitsu.
Yeah, she's training. All right, your question on the human body, what does the orbital cavity contain?
The orbital cavity?
Orbital cavity.
I'm going to say the eye.
You got it.
Got it, man.
Very good.
Well done.
Connect with the guys. Find the Men's Room at facebook.com/themensroom. Now, back to the Men's Room on the Men's Room Radio Network.
Have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is. As usual, we head to the drink desk and Seba Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast 55-year-old Theodore Megavin of somewhere in Arkansas. Now, this past Sunday, cops spotted a suspicious car parked outside of a commercial storage facility. Now, what made the car suspicious was, one, it was 12:45 in the morning, and two, this particular storage facility has been broken into 16 times this year alone. It was broken into 36 times last year. So the assumption, of course, was that there's another break-in in progress. But as officers approached the car, they noticed that the vehicle was, quote-unquote, rocking back and forth, which obviously is a telltale sign that there's some sexy time going on. But when the officers looked inside of the car, their suspicions, it proved true. Our honoree, Theodore, he was caught in the act of having sex, but we're toasting him because he was caught in the act of having sex with a stuffed animal. That's right. Sadly, and they even pointed this out in the article, they do not know what type of animal that was stuffed and being portrayed there. Nevertheless, he was charged with public sexual indecency.
Damn.
What kind of stuffed animal?
They didn't say. And like I said, the article even said, we don't know the identity of the animal that was the stuffed animal. Just look,
it wasn't a stuffed animal before he got to it.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you. People like to have sex in cars. I get it. Who wouldn't? But if you're going to get caught, at least hope it's a human, not a stuffed animal. Because now we know your name, one Theodore Morgan. Anyway, we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola!
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Want more of the Men's Room? The greatest story never told with Miles and Thrill.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window.
Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at Ring.com.